How to Use a Personal Journal for Spiritual Growth by Brad Hambrick. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Lamentations 3:40. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. How do we actually set time aside to do the work that Lamentations 3:40 asks of us? How do we examine our ways and test them? One great way to examine ourselves and make sure we're walking in step with the Lord is to keep a personal journal. Too often the use of a journal has been dismissed as feminine, something you do when you need counseling, or too time-consuming. But with a bit of reflection, which is all journaling is, we might come to a different conclusion. Many of the great figures in church history have kept a journal, and the church has benefited greatly from this window into their daily life. And while not a theologian, the great Socrates famously said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." If you are interested in starting the exercise of journaling, let me offer the following suggestions. First, journal during the time when you do your daily Bible study. Do not feel compelled to write something every day. Do not write for an audience. Write for your benefit and as it comes naturally for you. Second, when you begin your journal, consider the following subjects and review them annually in your journal. What are the top five values by which I want to operate my life? What do I believe are my spiritual gifts and talents? What are my characteristic weaknesses? What are the key relationships in my life? What are my goals for each of these relationships? How would I ideally spend the 168 hours I get each week? 7 24-hour days. As for the journal entries that you write after these core reflections are in place, consider the following subjects. Self-examination based upon one of your top five values. A point of conviction regarding sin or a spiritual practice. Reflection on a day's event in light of your life story. These are great for sharing later with your spouse, children, or grandchildren as a discipling moment or family heirloom. A personal goal for change and steps for implementation. This is a particularly good subject to record after an insightful Bible study or sermon. A prayer in the form of a letter regarding a key life concern. An answer to prayer. A narrative of a key life event from younger days and the impact you see that it has had upon you. Insight from your daily Bible study. A humorous event. Sermon notes with your reflections. I encourage you to consider this practice. Many have found it as an immensely profitable way to, number one, maintain a focus on their purpose in life. Number two, increase the level of intentionality with which they live. Number three, enhance the depth of their relationships, especially marriage and family. Number four, measure progress and gain encouragement in their walk with God. And number five, remember God's faithfulness during times that are difficult.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.